Well, the governor has said over and over again that you are safer at home. What if you don't have a home? Be Warm, the Blue Water Area Rescue Mission, is helping homeless people, especially during this very difficult time. Arnie Kuntz from Be Warm is online with us right now. Arnie, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul.
How are things different at the shelter these days?
Markedly different. We've gone to a 24/7 full-time operation. We started out with 19 men in-house. And let me tell you what, it was a real change in the way that we do business as far as caring for everybody, making sure everybody's safe, everything that we were doing as far as the cleaning, the cleansing, the laundry was a real challenge for us, but the guys rose up with us, and they're meeting the challenge, and everybody's well, everybody's doing good.
That's fantastic. Blue Water Area Rescue Mission, up until the pandemic, was essentially an overnight facility, right?
That's correct. We operated from 5 o'clock in the evening until 9 o'clock the next morning, providing two meals, you know, shelter, food, clothing, you know, in that 16-hour schedule. But when the emergency order come down, we went 24/7, offering our men a place to stay, you know, all day long, because, you know, nothing's open. Part of our program was they had to go out and look for a job. But when the job shops closed down, there was no place for them to go, nothing for them to do. So it was just the next logical step, not only protect them, but to provide a haven where they could go during the day.
Oh, that's fantastic. How's everybody holding up? That's a lot of people to be cooped up in one place for days on end. How's everybody getting along? What are you guys doing?
Some days it's a challenge. Yeah. We had one family stop by with some of the children. They didn't come in, but they come to the parking lot. They'd gone to the Dollar General and bought bags and bags of crosswords and Sudokus and word search puzzles and brought them to the men. We've had people come. We had a basketball hoop, you know, a net, one of those portable ones donated. Even though we're not playing 3-on-3, the guys are out there on their break period, you know, playing horse or around the world, you know, just something to keep active, keep moving, you know, kind of keep that blood flowing. But so far, we're doing well.
That's good. That's fantastic. You know, it's got to be expensive to be a 24/7 operation now. You got some help from a grant from the United Way, didn't you?
Yes, we did. And thank God for the United Way, for the people of St. Clair County, because the ABC agencies, the state agencies, we made application after application looking for assistance, and we've got some very nice letters back that says, thank you very much, you do a great work, but there is no money for what you're doing. And if it hadn't have been for the St. Clair County United Way stepping up, our pantries would be empty today. They did a great job. And I got to give them all the credit, and I got to give the credit to the people of St. Clair County. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done.
The United Way has an emergency services fund for COVID-19 relief aid, and organizations like Be Warm can apply for funding, and that certainly is going to help. I say organizations, like, you're unique. You're one of a kind. You're sort of where people can go when there's absolutely nowhere else to go.
Exactly. We plug the holes in the social safety net. And as great as our system is, there are holes in the net where people do tend to slip through, and we're there to provide those services when that situation happens.
I bet everybody can't wait to get back out there, start looking for work, because that's, as you said, a big component of what you do is not only do you provide shelter, a place to sleep at night, but also you help point them in the right direction of jobs.
Oh yes, most definitely. People define themselves by what they do, you know, and I've heard so many people, No, you're not just a factory worker. You are somebody out there doing what you can to bring money into your household. Do not ever say you're just a factory worker. It's, like I said, people define themselves by what they do, and that work is such a vital part of who we are and what we are in America.
I really feel like during this period that we've come to appreciate that a lot more, haven't we?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Yes, indeed. And I think that when we come through this, We're going to be stronger. We're going to be more aware. We're going to be smarter about what we do and how we do it. And it's just a shame that this learning curve has to be so steep. But it's a correction, I think, that we needed in our society.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad that the United Way was able to come through for you, Arnie. I appreciate, I know the community appreciates what you do there, and how nice of people to step up and help out during this difficult time.
Yes, and I just want to make that perfect. Thank you. Thank you, St. Clair County. We have a great, great United Way here. So please, next time that it comes around for when St. Clair County has their fundraising efforts, please remember, you made a difference in this community with your donation to the St. Clair County United Way.
Arnie, keep up the good work. We appreciate what you do there, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. You have a good day, my friend.
All right, you too. Take care. Be well. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Arnie Kuntz heads up the Be Warm Blue Water Area Rescue Mission.